Hey, what's up, man?
How's it going, sir?
Man, just been chilling, man. It's been slow motion. I was approached with an opportunity to travel for work.
Oh, okay.
I fucking took too long to think about it, man. I should have just took it right off the bat. I ain't got shit going on. I should have taken it. I mean, it was in small ass town, Wapleton, North Dakota.
Never heard of that city, but all
Yeah,
right.
exactly, right? Yeah. So I was just gonna, you know what I'm saying, go on there, make some bread, get away, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bring a little unofficial sponsor stick.
Yeah.
Have me a blast, but somebody beat me to it. Took too long to think about
Oh, what
it.
were
Yeah.
you going to be doing out there? Like sales or what kind of like spreading the word?
No, just basically just coverage. So just
Oh, okay.
yeah,
Oh,
just
locations.
yep, coverage for one location. And I would have been there
Nice.
for 4 days. Monday through Thursday.
And they pay for everything, I'm assuming.
Yep. No, there was a bonus involved. You get paid for everything. If you make sales, you get that commission. Plus, you get the home. So wherever location. So I would have got the commission from my home location and that location that week if I were to make sales. Yeah.
What the hell were you thinking about? Like,
And then yeah, they paid for lodging and yeah.
that's an immediate yes, I'll do that. Thank you.
I was iffy on taking my car there. That was the only thing holding me back. But after thinking about it, I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna do it because I'll be straight.
Put all that work into bringing it back to life. I get it though. Like, it's a lot of travel, a lot of miles
Yeah.
put on it.
Yeah. But I mean, it's all good.
Just gotta catch the next opportunity, man. That's all.
Oh yeah, man. But yeah, what's good with you, man, as I pour up some faux roses.
Ooh, that's right. I start pouring up myself too.
Uh-huh.
The official whiskey glass of the Bank Bro Show. Back in action already. Oh, with me, man. Sweetest words in the English language around this time of year is school is out for the summer. Oh,
Oh man,
it's been a
summer is
long year, man.
officially here.
It's been a long year, and we have finally made it. I have a middle schooler on my hands. If you can believe that, Sully will be a sixth grader.
Oh man.
I am very old. I'm getting older by the day. So it's just a reminder of that, you know, and say it's going to fourth grade and everything. So it is wild.
Whoa.
I picked them up both from school and just the emotion just pour out of them. I think it probably hit them, especially for Sully. You know, he loves that school. So
Yeah.
just, I think it just hit him like, I'm not going back here. I'm done with it. And it's like, wow. So, you know,
Yeah.
it's interesting to see how kids react. You know, you don't remember when you went, you know, from elementary school to middle school. So I don't know if I was a crybaby or if I was like whatever about it, but it's an emotional day, I guess.
No, yeah, I absolutely remember that
I mean, it was last year for you, so probably
day.
easier to remember than me, but you know. But I mean, that was one thing. And then this past weekend, went to go see the youngest of my brothers graduate high school. Last baby bird has flown the nest. My mom was a gigantic mess, so I was on crybaby duty for a lot of that day. So I went out to go see that, and that was a crazy day too, because we were, I think ceremony was like 1 o'clock and it was out in Madison. And so we'll leave at like 11, get there a little early, you know, set up, be
Yeah.
all good. Man, we're cruising all the way up there, and it's about 12:15 by the time we get in there, but you know, to the parking lot. And oh my God, this thing took you on like a 55-minute journey through a giant campus because there's so much one-way traffic. It took us almost an hour to get into the building just from parking. Insane. So he's already like on, you know, sitting with his classmates and everything, and we're flying in a fucking place. And I'm like, holy shit, you know. So that was wild trying to get in this place. It looked like, I don't know what this place even was. It looked like Narnia because there's like a bunch of different buildings, and like one's like a farmhouse, and one's a castle, and one's a hi-fi exhibit, and one's like, it looks like a ghost town. I don't know what this place actually is, but they held a graduation there. So I was like, okay, cool. So we get in there. Now, my brother, without giving out any personal names, he goes by his last name, which starts with an R. So, you know, you have to get an alphabetical order. And then, so we were strapped in for a pretty long day because his class is like 450 people. Didn't know that. So I was like, oh, fuck. So we're getting there, and I get a program. Oh, turns out he's going by his legal full name that starts with an A. So I go, oh shit.
Oh.
Oh man, the clock just sped up. Not only that, motherfucker is the first one on the list. The first one on the list. I was like, wait, is this right? And I look at Rach and we're like, we get that look. Because again, 50 minutes to get in the building. No exaggeration, by the way. And they go up. I mean, they do a little song. They go up there. They start getting their diplomas and stuff. He gets his right away. And I look at her and go, we could probably get the fuck out of here right now and beat all these motherfuckers. And she goes, we've been here for 10 minutes. I go, yeah, let's make sure it's not another hour. I'm not sitting here through 450 motherfuckers. We just saw him. I saw what I came to see. Let's fucking go. So it's, and the whole family's here too. So we're all like whispering to each other. My mom is like across the room because she had to get front row seats, of course. So we're all devising a plan, all the cousins and shit. We're like, so I should go because we're supposed to go to a restaurant right after. And I'm like,
Yeah.
I should go and like, you know, reserve our reservation, even though it's like an hour early, AKA go get a couple drinks before y'all get here. And then y'all can take an hour getting out of this place because it's like a Jumanji and you can't even escape the damn place. So I got the green light and we dug the fuck out of there. So yes, I took it. It was an hour to get there, 50 minutes to get in the building, and we stayed there for 10 minutes and bailed. And I have no regrets, zero regrets. I loved it so fucking much. It was such a good feeling. And yes, we got the fuck out of there. We got to the restaurant and we were chilling. We had like a couple down by the time the first guests started showing up. Like, where y'all been? Like, what did we miss?
No,
Nothing.
you are not wrong, because the worst thing that can happen is if you go to a graduation and the person you're waiting to see is right smack dab in the middle of it. You got to wait for everyone before and everyone fucking after.
Oh yeah. I was like, dude,
So if you're
really?
first, the person you're going for is first
Number one.
or last, show up late.
Exactly. I'm good with that. It's like the
Oh
draft,
my
fantasy draft, you
God.
know?
Hell
But
yeah.
number one, I was like, this worked out in my favor, bro. So that turned into a great day. Lots, like I said, lots of family. Family I haven't seen in years too. So that was, we had a great fucking time. I had at least five or six drinks there. So that was fucking fun. But yeah, a lot of tears for the mother and his aunts and you know everybody, but it's great weekend. Love the weather. Fucking dope. Other than that, man, it's been just same old shit, bro. I did want to talk for just a second, sports related. I mentioned this to you before. There's some sports news that came out guarding our beloved throat goat, Joey Chestnut.
Some throat sports.
From the Throat Sports, yes. And I just want to give him a quick shout out because Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs had decided to ban Joey Chestnut from this year's hot dog competition, travesty against America, just because he does business, not even a contract, but does business with Impossible Foods and their vegan hot dogs. So that's a direct competitor, and Nathan's is all salty about it, and they decided to ban him. Why would you burn money in the streets? I just want your quick opinion on that and how you feel, because we talk about him a lot on the show.
Man, look, they tripping.
Right?
There's enough money in this world to go around so we all can eat.
Thank you.
And if your most famous competitor at your event
By
is getting
far.
paid and sponsored by your competitor, you should be thanking your competitor, because Mr. Chestnut is competing where? At whose events? Impossible's events? No, at your events. Bringing who money? You money. So Impossible is paying him to show up at your events so you can get paid.
Thank you. Oh my God.
So what's the issue here? That's
What's the
like
problem?
the NBA telling Anthony Edwards, you can no longer play in the league because you're sponsored by Adidas
Right.
and we're a Nike league.
Right. Like, what
Like,
the fuck?
what in
What?
tarnation?
And tarnation is correct. That man is the sole reason most people watch the hot dog contest at all. They don't watch for anything else. It's to see Joey Chestnut do what Joey Chestnut does. So why would you willingly burn money in the streets like this? Like, who's gonna watch your shit now?
Man,
Paper, a
nobody.
paper champ. See a fake champ take his title. What? And I said the same thing to you. Like, Impossible Foods should do their own fucking contest. Fucking max this shit out, dude.
Didn't one of the most, like, one of Chestnut's biggest rivals just retire from competition eating too?
Kobayashi.
Yeah, the Asian dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
The old throat goat. That's right.
yeah, the old throat goat and the new throat goat are no longer
Yes.
competing at your events. Good luck.
Right. Burning money. This thing is stupid. And yeah, I could see if he was like, I'm only exclusively going to eat Impossible hot dogs at the competition. Like, then I get you banning him. Like, no, he's literally just eating your hot dogs. He's just getting their money.
Yeah.
So, bad business decisions.
He was a living hypocrite. Like, who gives a fuck? How are you
Right.
sponsored by a vegan thing while you don't even eat the vegan thing? You eat the actual thing.
Right. Oh my
So,
goodness.
who gives a fuck? God damn.
I know I don't. It's fucking ridiculous. Speaking of
No.
glizzies, one more thing before we start the show. I mentioned a long time ago on our show, I believe it was called The Taste of Delaware, if you recall, about my disdain for office potlucks.
Oh, yes.
How I said I would never do it again. I'd never partake because of that bland Delaware flavored taco that gave me bubble guts for 2 straight days. So I speak of that because we talk about glizzies and, Joey Chestnut, and we had another office potluck in which there were brats and hot dogs involved. And my dumb ass said, you know what? It's like 3 hours till lunch. Stomach's grumbling a little bit. I could eat a brat. Just one. What's the harm it could be? It's in a crock pot. It's been sitting there all day in the crock pot, not all day, but for an hour or so. It should be good. They're fully cooked. Like, cool. So I must have been really fucking hungry. And this is my fault. I'm not gonna blame anybody. This is my fault. Disclaimer. I started eating the brat on my desk and I noticed it's a little cold, but he already fucking he literally tried to take a drink of water and then he almost threw it up immediately. So that's what happened, that face right
Sponsor
there.
stick too strong.
A little too strong. So I took a bite. I'm like, it's a little cold, but no big deal. End up feeding the whole fucking thing. Like, I've eaten worse in my life, whatever. So I'm typing my boy, and we're just like talking about the brats, and he's like, is your brat cold? And I said, yeah. I said, how about yours? He goes, yeah. And we asked another coworker. She said the same thing. Yeah, it was a little cold, but just ate it anyway. Turns out, long story short, somebody forgot to plug the crock pots in. So those brats had been sitting
Oh.
in what is essentially water, unplugged for a solid 5 to 6 hours. I'm gonna take a sip of whiskey for that.
And you so you just
Oh yeah. Oh, I took the whole thing down. Yes.
raw,
Hey,
just you, a raw glizzy, just
I was already through the looking glass at that point. There was no turning back.
you didn't notice anything weird about your brat.
No, just a little cold. But I figured, hey, I'm not picky. I don't want to be like, well, I don't get a hot brat. What is this, man? I don't want to be that guy. But so I don't like to complain. But once I found that out, I almost quit on the job, like immediately. Like, they
No,
tried to
I would have
poison me.
sued. I would have pressed charges. I was like, y'all
Malpractice.
gonna feed me this shit,
I like
man.
Googled like lawsuits and getting like a lawyer or something. I'm like, are you kidding? Y'all gave me a raw ass brat? 6 hours old, huh? Cool. Now, to follow up, it hasn't come back. I've been kind of waiting for the time bomb to go off in my guts. It hasn't happened. So I'm hoping I dodged a bullet because they were fully cooked beforehand. But this might be a 48-hour thing where it comes back tomorrow and tries to start some shit. We'll see. But be on alert that I might have a story for next week.
You might be getting another organ removed.
Yeah, I don't think they can take anything that's non-vital anymore. It's gonna be the vital stuff from here on out.
And it's
You
going
only
to
get
be.
the first two are freeze. That's
It
it.
happened on company time, so.
Exactly. Why does most of my gut-related issues happen on company time? I never understand it.
Hey, that's great, though. I mean, you could shit and stuff for and get paid for it.
It's the most wonderful time of my day.
Yeah.
Ever tell
I
you about
love.
Did I ever tell you about the private bathroom situation at my job?
No.
Oh my God. Because my wife is tired of hearing about this, because I complain about this all the time. Okay, the building I work in, real quick, is a giant campus, and it has like what has to be 600 people working there, roughly. So I am on the lower level in a big, endless sea of cubicles. No big deal. Nothing glamorous about it. Cool. I am a bit of a stickler. I might have mentioned this in the show before when it comes to bathrooms. I'm a little weird about bathrooms. I need them to be clean. I can't shit in a dirty bathroom. Public bathrooms in general already kind of freak me out. But I can get through it. It's a mental block I've worked on for years. Cool. However, I'm a big fat black dude. So when I have to go, I have to go. Point blank, period. I can't be running around looking for the nearest bathroom. I need to know where one is at all times. In my local vicinity by my cube, there are two bathrooms that the men can use. Both of these bathrooms have like one stall and one or two urinals total. In the
Oh, man.
vicinity of those two bathrooms is probably 80 people working there. And I go, why? Why are there only two stalls between 80 people who all have regular access to coffee? Because it's free. So what are we thinking there?
Coming out one end or the other.
Right. So what? That's just math. What are you thinking? So there is a really nice private bathroom. If I travel across campus and go all the way upstairs around a fucking corner, like I'm on an adventure every day. But if that bathroom is open, it's one of those single bathrooms that locks, you know. So cleanest bathroom. I try to get to that bathroom every fucking day because no one's bothering you. People barely know it's there, but it's the cleanest thing I've ever seen. It is a place of zen. So yes, upstairs, for some reason, there's like the opposite. Maybe 400 people working there, but there's a billion bathrooms and they all have stalls as far as the eye can see. I don't know why the building's built like this. It's the dumbest fucking thing, but it drives me insane on a daily basis.
That's the company's way of telling people you ain't finna just go to the bathroom whenever you want.
That's what I think.
You better be at your desk in your cubicle doing your fucking work, trying to control y'all like some damn slayers.
That's what I felt. That
shit sounds like.
That's exactly what I was getting at. Like, I feel like this is deliberate. Like a cow, like, you know, like it's slaughter almost. Like, no, you want to go to the bathroom, but okay, you have to earn it.
Yeah.
Hunger game style.
Man, it's fucked.
Yeah, man, it's a struggle. It's a struggle shitting on company time.
And, you know, you're not wrong for that. You know, that clean-ass bathroom, you know what? Fuck that shit up. Go get it dirty. Make somebody clean that shit.
It's so great. It's amazing. Yeah, I love that bathroom. I love that bathroom like one of my children.
You go in there and it's all kumbaya. You leave that shit like a Freddy Krueger movie.
Mm-hmm. Usually what happens. Yeah. And they never know it's me. They never know.
Because you're back at your motherfucking cubicle that's all the way across town, damn near.
Yeah, it takes a while. It's a trek to get up there, man, but it's so worth it. It's a peaceful little area.
And you're still on company time.
I know. It makes it so much better, dude. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's get this fucking show started because we got some games to play and some games to talk about.
Cue the music.
I think we should cue the music.
One, two, three.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Bank Bro Show. How is it going? Oh, he's taking the cheers already. Cheers to you and to the audience. A little sip there. So glad you pushed play and gave us another shot. My name is Siege, your humble host, as always. That guy's Rizzy, the peanut butter to my jelly. So we like to talk sports in case this is your first time listening. And then sometimes we get into these episodes where sports are kind of slowing down a little bit, especially in the summertime. So we like to keep things light, play some games, get into some stupid topics, whatever's entertaining for you folks. We're going to just fucking do it for you. It's going to be great. A little bit of sports to talk about at the beginning because that's the NBA Finals. We are in the middle of the series right now. Game 3 is going on right now. I'm keeping an eye on the score. I believe the third period just ended. So we're going into the fourth quarter. And Boston is up 85-70 on the Mavericks, looking for a 3-0 opening in the fucking finals. But I want you to talk about games 1 and 2, how you think they went down, because we, of course, have a bet on this final series. And I want to know if you're nervous yet.
No, I'm not nervous. I just kind of already accepted my fate.
Oh, it's already done.
Yeah. Look, I'll talk about game 1 real quick and game 2 real quick for that matter. See, game 1, the Boston Celtics showed why they were the number one team in the NBA. Fuck the Eastern Conference. Fuck that weak-ass Eastern Conference. In the NBA this season. Because they have the best role players in all of the NBA. Jrue Holiday and Derek White are role players
This
team. Kristaps Porzingis is a role player for this team. And speaking of Kristaps Porzingis, he came back and he had his takeover from the jump.
Like I said!
Lit up as soon as he came in the game. This man hit his first shot, and from that point on, I was like, oh, boy, it's going to be a long day. Every shot after that, I swear to God, it went in. I think he had like 23 by the half.
It was a machine.
He only played like 15 minutes or something like that because he was still on a minutes restriction because of his injury.
Yep.
Crazy. It was just a collective effort from the Boston Celtics. Jason Tatum didn't play that well, but he did everything else, but outside of scoring, but he did everything else. He rebounded the basketball.
Right.
He moved the basketball, got his teammates involved, made the right plays. Jaylen Brown and Jrue Holiday hit big shot after big shot. Whenever Dallas started to look like they were making a run, they ended it. And Boston jumped out early and just stomped on the Mavericks in game one. There's not much that needed to be said.
Nah.
Nobody played well on the Mavericks. Nobody at all.
Surprising.
And
Just rough effort.
that's a testament to this Boston Celtics team and how well they play as a unit. And that's what kind of brings me into game two, unless you had some more thoughts to add about game one.
No, it was what I called, though. I said Porzingis was going to be the X factor here, and his impact was immediate. It's exactly what he needed to be. So that was my
Oh,
only thing.
thank you. Well, I almost forgot this point to bring up about game one.
Yeah.
So you bring up Porzingis's being an X factor. Not only offensively, but defensively, what he did protecting the rim, he not only blocked shots, but he also took away the lob for the Dallas Mavericks. Because if you
Yes.
notice, Lively and Gafford get a lot of their points off of those lobs from Kyrie and Luka. And Kristaps, with his height and his rim protection ability, took that away, which was huge and has been huge for this entire series.
Yes, big time. Loving what I'm seeing from him so far. So I know going into game three, it was like the injury is starting to flare up again. So
Yeah.
we'll get into that in a second. But yeah, that's all I have for game one. What you got for game two?
Now, game two, it was more of the same. Now, the Dallas Mavericks, they came out more ready to play, better prepared. They looked
Yes.
better in their rotations defensively. And then offensively, too, they played better.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say they moved the ball because they did not move the ball. They just hit shots when they hit shots, enough shots to keep up with the Boston Celtics. They ended up losing this game too. But it was really not until late in the game when this game got away from them. I think the defense and offense from both Jrue Holiday and Jaylen Brown late in this game sealed this game for the Boston Celtics. I mean, Jrue Holiday was amazing. He had the easiest, simplest, cleanest. I forgot how much he had, 27 points in game two. He had
26 points.
26 points. He had the easiest 26 points I've ever
Oh,
seen
yeah.
anybody get. It was,
Cruised.
he was, he was a guard, but he was playing in the dunker spot. So, CJ, if you didn't know, the dunker spot is essentially where the block is. So
Oh,
this
he's on
is
the clipboard.
it's about right there. So outside of the paint, right around where the block is, near the baseline, okay? That's where the dunker spot is. Normally, it's played by bigs, Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively, guys like that. But Jrue Holiday, he had his little ass back there. And Jrue Holiday was finishing over bigs, making nice outlet passes, nice passes, dump downs to whoever was cutting. Like, Jrue Holiday played amazing on and off the ball. And honestly, if I were to have an MVP, it would be Jrue Holiday.
He's playing like it.
And again, just a testament to this Boston Celtics team because Jason Tatum played better in game two, but still we've seen him play better.
Oh, yeah.
But what he did well was everything else. Like I mentioned, he played defense, he rebounded the ball, he moved the ball, got his teammates involved. And that's the luxury you have when you have the best role players in the NBA. And
Absolutely.
speaking of role players, the Dallas Mavericks need to find a way to get the role players involved. They need to find a way to get Luka and Kyrie easier shots because they can't just rely on these two to go ISO against the best, arguably one of the best defensive teams in recent history. You're going to have, what, four or five sets of eyes on you at all times if you're Luka or Kyrie. And you're
Right.
depending on that to not only get you points, but playmaking, get others involved. That's not a good recipe for success. They need to find ways to get Luka and Kyrie going off screens where they can make quick decisions and easy reads. So where the game is not so complex as far as how am I going to break down my defender and draw two and kick or draw two and throw the lob to Daniel Gafford or Derek Lively. So
Right.
like, I don't know if it's a Jason Kidd issue. I don't know if it's a this is how Luka and Kyrie wants to play. I don't know what it is, but they need to start figuring it out and they need to start finding ways to get into sets where they can get easier buckets. That's been their main issue because everything is isolation for the Dallas Mavericks right now. And that's not going to win you anything when you're playing against a team like the Boston Celtics.
It's kind of the story of game three as I'm watching these stats. Mavericks, it's a rough go. It's Luka and Kyrie. both, 25, 26 points. Everyone else is 6 points or less.
And
That's
when I was watching the game earlier, that's what it was. It was,
yeah.
oh, Luka missed six straight shots. Kyrie, it's your turn. Oh, Kyrie
Right.
goes bananas. Oh, and then we take Kyrie out the game. And then
Yep.
now we're screwed.
Yeah, literally. So it might be the same tale in this game too. It's again,
How's
it's
the
fourth right now, but it's not looking good for Dallas right now.
scoring looking for Boston? I'm just curious.
Boston, it's about the same. It's Brown and Tatum again, 24-27. And I mean, White's got 11, and then Holiday's only got 9.
But then
But
still,
it's but
they combined
again,
for
yeah.
20. They combined for
Exactly.
20.
Horford's
So
got 8 himself, so it's,
28 between those three.
Yeah. They're
What?
pulling their weight. They're doing what you gotta do.
Combine three players for the Mavericks. Combine their points and let's see how many they have. You know
Oh
what I
boy. Exactly. Yeah, it's not great.
mean? You probably got what, like 12.
actually, literally, Washington Gafford Jones combined for 12 right now.
Wow. Yeah, see, I knew it because they weren't doing much when I was watching. They were barely getting the ball because what Boston's doing is taking away the corner three where Washington and Derrick Jones normally hit their threes. And then they're also taking the lob where Lively and Gafford do most of their work. So I'm not surprised. Boston's saying you two cannot beat us five. And they're right.
Damn, that's crazy.
The math don't math.
The math don't math, baby. But we'll see how game three ends up. And of course, we'll have recaps next week for you. This series might be over quicker than we think. I know by
I'm
next
thinking,
time we record it.
honestly, I'm not jumping off I'm not jumping off the bandwagon, but I'm just saying, like me being a realist, this is going to be a sweep.
This is very close. It's looking pretty ugly here, so.
This is just watching this game earlier too. I know it was close. I know Dallas had a lead at half, but Boston played not anywhere close to their standards, and they were just down by 1 point.
Damn.
So, if I'm a Mavs fan, like I know I'm in trouble.
Oh yeah, trouble is definitely the key word there. Gotta do something, bros. Man. Well, speaking of another matchup here, I know you have a quick word about a certain boxing matchup that you wanted to get into for a sec. Why don't you
Yes,
enlighten our
sir. Yes,
fans?
sir. This weekend, we have a battle for, I believe it's the WBO Lightweight Championship of the World.
I believe so.
We got Gervonta Tank Davis against Frank the Ghost Martin. Very looking forward to this matchup because we get one guy who's been boxing all his life and Tank, who's been just the
WBA.
boogeyman. WBA, I'm sorry, WBA
Got it. Yeah.
Lightweight Champions. You got Tank, who's been boxing all his life, the boogeyman of the division. One punch knockout power going against Frank the Ghost Martin, who picked up boxing late. He grew up a football athlete. He grew up wrestling. So he definitely could transition over into MMA if he wanted to with the wrestling background. Picked up boxing a little later, but he's undefeated as well. He's a younger fighter, less experienced. This is a big jump in competition for Frank Martin.
Absolutely.
I like this matchup a lot because we got two southpaws, both with very, very high skill level, regardless of the gap in experience. The way Frank Martin fights, for those who aren't familiar with him, he has very good footwork. You can tell he was an athlete somewhere else because the way he moves his feet, he's agile, he's athletic. You can tell he grew up playing sports in the park, in the yard, in the alley, wherever he was playing ball, he was probably there. he also has a very strong left hand. His best punch is the straight left off of a counter. Great counter puncher, which is going to be very dangerous in this fight. And then Tank, everybody knows how Tank fights.
Absolutely.
Very technical, but at the same time, he's a slugger. He turns it on and off whenever he wants to. That's what makes him the boogeyman of the division. I'm not going to lie. Who do I have winning this fight? I do have Tank. I do have Tank.
I just thought you were about to lose your mind for a second.
But I will say, I'm rooting for Frank. I'm rooting for the Ghost. One, I'm just feeling the underdog, man. I don't know. I'm
I
just feeling the underdog.
get that.
And number two, I like his demeanor.
That's fair.
I've been kind of watching the whole pre-fight process with the post with the press conferences and things like that. I like the way he's holding himself up. I like the way he's composed. I just like the way he's carrying himself going into the biggest fight of his career. I think it's because he got the better of Tank when they sparred last time. So he's confident that he knows what can hurt Tank, but at the same time, he knows they're both different fighters now than they were back then.
Yes, sir.
But I think he has an idea of how he can catch Tank. And at the same time, Tank feels the same way because, from what everyone is saying, footage wasn't released, but from what Floyd Mayweather was saying, this was an epic sparring match that had to be stopped early because it was getting out of control. So I still got Tank. This is going to be a tough fight for Tank. I expect Tank to not get dropped, but get shook at some point in this fight. And I expect Tank to fight over some big adversity, and end up winning this fight. I'd say very late stoppage. I'd say round 10. Late in the 10th round, I think Tank will get a stoppage. Probably going to be a body shot.
I can see that.
Because Frank Martin, he's been very vulnerable to body shots. And Tank, you know, he can throw a nice body shot. He ended a lot of people with that body shot, a la
That's
Ryan
right.
Garcia.
I was just gonna say, yes, sir. And that's also why I'm going with Tank as well. And honestly, this I do like the matchup, but this is Tank all the way for me. The championship pedigree, the experience, the footwork, the speed, the guy's got it all. Even with like any doubt you might have had, that Garcia fight, it sold it all. I'm sorry. I do like the matchup. I think it's gonna be a great one. I'm actually saying just like UD on this one, just because of the respect I have for Frank Martin. But no, man, Tank's got this shit. I think it's gonna be a tough fight, but he knows how to that he can take this kind and really hang in there. He's a master of that kind of work. So I like the big spotlight for Frank because I do think he's worth it and it's gonna be like a showcase for him. But nah, Tank all the way, bro. Smash that button. I put money on it.
You know, honestly, if I was advising Frank Martin, I would have told him to wait to take this fight. You know, get
Honestly,
some more
yeah.
experience. I probably would have fought a guy like Pitbull Cruz before I fought Tank, just
I
to
can
kind
see
of get a
that.
feel for that short slugger kind of power punching style that Tank is gonna bring to the ring. Because you know what, that's what Tank is. And
Yeah.
if Tank is the A version or the S tier of that style, Pitbull Cruz is not too far behind him. So if you can handle a Pitbull Cruz, you know you can hold your own against a Tank. That's what I would have done personally.
Exactly. And that's
But
kind of the
I,
same feeling I have too. This is a jump, you know. So,
yeah, but I get when you get an opportunity like this, you got to take it. No, I get that.
absolutely, you go for it, young man. Like shit, but it's gonna be a war. That's for damn sure. All right. Speaking of war, you know what time it is, folks. It is another edition of the Bank Bros' favorite night, and that is of course a game night.
Ooh,
Yes,
ooh.
sir. Version round four, whatever you want to call it. Got some games set up. I think you have a game too. You were talking about that you wanted to run tonight, or is
Yeah,
this the Madden thing?
it was just that. It was just the Madden thing. But then it's
The
different
Madden
this
thing.
time because
Oh,
I think I
okay.
mentioned it last week.
All right, we will start with the Madden sim again. But why don't you run it through the rules again, just so if anybody's new to what we're gonna do here, and how many times I've lost this fucking game, and I'm gonna try for redemption this time. But explain it for our folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this right here we're gonna call Rizzy Goddell. All right, the Rizzy Goddell draft, because I am the commissioner of this motherfucking fantasy franchise, Madden League. So what is going to happen is, number one, Siege is going to spin the wheel. The wheel has 32 of the 32 NFL teams on there, and whatever team that the wheel lands on will be the team that me and Siege will be selecting a player on. Now, in the past, we've only had to pick one offense or defense. One of us picked all offense, one of us picked all defense. We're doing it different this time. Now, when it lands on the team, whoever has the pick, it's going to go by snake. So if Siege picks first, then I'll pick next, and so on and so forth. We'll decide if they're going to pick an offensive player or defensive player. And then the opponent will select the opposite. So if Siege goes defense, I'll go offense, and vice versa. Other than that, everything else still applies. There's just 11 more rounds, so we got 22 total rounds. I'm ready if you're ready.
All righty, let me share my screen for this fucking spinning wheel.
Whose jerseys do you want, CJ? Do you want the Bears?
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like bad juju to do that. Yeah, go ahead, give me the Bears. It's fine.
Bears, and
It's
I'll take the
fine.
Lions.
It's fine. I'll stick with it. It's not so. I'm not so ashamed of wearing it nowadays. Things are feeling hopeful, so it's fine. All right, so. Who's going first in this draft?
You lost last time, so you get to decide if you want the first pick or do you want the second pick.
I went first the first both. Yeah, I went first both times, didn't I?
I believe so.
You're going first this time.
Okay.
Hope we
Let's
get the
get
Panthers. Here we go.
it. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. I like it. I like it. Let's see what team we get.
The Chargers.
Chargers. Okay, my first pick will actually be on the defensive side of the ball.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Wow, a lot of good players to choose from, but I think I can get a better edge rusher somewhere else. I'm gonna go with safety Derwin James.
Course you are. Because you get him every time. I don't understand it.
He's my favorite safety in the league, if I'm being honest. Him
Apparently,
and
you're his
Kyle
favorite
Hamilton.
person. He just keeps on finding you in these fucking Sims, man.
From Florida State, number three, Derwin James.
Goodness.
And who you got? You got their offense.
I have to get the offense. Okay.
Yep.
I'm not gonna fuck this up this time.
So you're gonna take a quarterback. You want my opinion?
I do. I
My
do.
opinion, you take Rashawn Slater, left
That's
tackle.
who I was gonna take, but I'm like,
Okay, yeah, that's
go Slater.
I'll take
That's who
Rashawn.
I was gonna say Slater, but I was like,
No, he's one of the better left tackles in the league. He really,
right.
yeah.
I'm trying to go against my grain of like, I could do better, and then it doesn't go better. So, fucking
All
hell. All right, next team.
right. Round number two. Now you got the first pick.
Okay. Oh, it's the Bears.
It's the
Oh,
Bears.
hello, Bears.
Let's see if Caleb's really his guy, guys.
Oh, let's not go that far with it.
Pressure's on. Pressure's on. He feels the heat. Turn on the fire siege like Kane. Boom.
I am going to take. Oh, God. I had it. I was very comfortable with it. I went, oh, there's like two or three I really want to take right here. Give me Jaquan
He's not gonna take
Brisker.
him.
Give me Jaquan Brisker.
Whoa, Brisker, safety. Okay, okay, so
I'm taking a risk here, but I gotta
okay.
go here. Yeah.
This is very easy for me. I'm going to take Keenan Allen.
As you should. As you should. Damn, this whiskey's good tonight.
Hell yeah. Cheers to that, man.
Yes, sir. Like that. Okay. It's probably delicious because it's in my amazing bathtub whiskey mug. Oh, it's the Green Bay
Green
Packers.
Bay Packers. Oh, now I
That's
pick first.
your pick. Your pick.
Man, I'm gonna take cornerback Jaire Alexander.
Interesting. Okay. Give me Elgton Jenkins. Did you freeze? I think he froze.
Are
Come
you
on
gonna
back.
draft Jordan Love? If
There
you
you
hear me
go.
about draft Jordan Love, you're gonna draft
Now I
Jordan
can
Love.
hear you. And I'm not drafting Jordan Love. God. I said, give me Elgton Jenkins, man.
Okay, Elgton Jenkins. Okay, you're building that O line. You learned your
Yeah.
lesson.
I learned my lesson. Okay.
Spin the wheel, you pick first.
Spin that wheel. It is the Eagles. Okay.
Eagles. Nice, they're stacked.
They are very stacked.
I know
Very stacked.
I'm gonna pick. I already know you're not gonna pick him.
Oh man, I could go with that, but I really don't want to.
Pressure's on.
Give me, oh man, give me Jalen Carter.
Damn, you picked defense. I was gonna pick Darius Slay.
I know you were. I absolutely knew you were picking defense. I mean, I'd pick a defense no matter what.
Fuck.
I just wasn't sure what you're gonna do in offense, but I absolutely was going defense in this one.
Oh, okay, give me
I thought you
Saquon
were going for Slay or CJ Gardner-Johnson. So I'm like, those are your boys.
Barkley. Give me running back Saquon Barkley, man.
That's fair. That's who I was also looking at too. I said, do I want Saquon here? Not really.
I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
Spin that fucking wheel.
Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Damn, he took Jalen Carter. That was actually a good pick. Jalen Carter is a monster.
Absolutely. Jags.
Jags.
Jags. This is your pick, sir.
Maybe I'll take Trevor Lawrence. Psych.
Oh,
Psych.
look at ass.
Give me outside linebacker
Oh,
Josh Allen.
damn. Good pick. And it's worse you sticking me with the fucking offense.
Yep. So you can go ahead and have Trevor Lawrence.
I will take.
Travis Etienne. Who did this? Fantasy football?
I was thinking about that one now. Give me Brandon Scherff.
Ooh, guard. Right guard. He's good. He's a good player.
I think so.
Good player.
I have to
Probably
have a better
Hall of
O line this time. I have to.
Famer.
I can't keep doing this shit.
Oh, you pick first this time.
On the Raiders, huh?
Yep.
All right.
Interesting.
Max Crosby.
Max Crosby. The end.
I love that guy.
Great pick. That's a great pick right there. I will take wide receiver Davante
If you didn't, I would be sh just stunned. Absolutely stunned.
Adams.
Like, what are you doing?
I love my receivers, man. Two of the best route runners in the league. I love it. I love it.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
All right, now I got the first pick.
Oh,
I
it
got the
is the
Rams.
Rams. It is the Rams.
All right. Damn, too bad. Can I pick Aaron Donald?
I was just gonna say, you're too late, bro.
Yeah, he's
Aaron
retired.
Donald
Let's
is not
leave him out.
available.
Let's leave Aaron Donald out of this because
So
he's
sorry.
retired. I'm gonna take. Do I just? I'm gonna do it. I'll take wide receiver Puka
I knew it. God
Nacua.
damn it. Oh, I was hoping you were gonna skip him by. Oh, that
I'm gonna do it.
sucks.
I'm set on receivers now. I'm set.
Yeah, you're good. I will take Tre'Davious White.
Trey White. That's a good pick.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right.
Spin that fucking wheel.
Spin the wheel, spin the wheel, spin the wheel.
That's a Giants. Lay Giants of New York. This is
You
my
want
pick,
all?
right?
Yep, you got first pick. You want offense or defense? Who can you pick from their offense?
That's, I was like, I really don't want the offense at all. Not touching that offense.
Are you gonna take him?
Give me Kayvon.
Whoa,
Ah, can I take it back? Can I take it
whoa, whoa!
back?
Wait, did you deliver the pick to Rizzy
I don't think I did. I think I like tripped on the way there and said, "Oh wait, oh wait."
Goodell? Okay. Who do you want?
Me, Brian Burns.
I was sure
I've
gonna announce the pick loud and proud.
I know. I fucking like I glanced right by it and I said it and I was like, "Oh wait." So, yes, please, Brian Burns. Thank you. Thank you very
All
much.
right, I'll take left tackle Andrew Thomas.
And you should. That's the only one worth taking there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I
There
needed a left tackle bad.
you go. You found a pretty good one, I'd say.
I found an amazing left tackle.
These
Ooh, almost got
motherfucking. I
Mahomes,
saw that. I saw it. I
man.
saw it. But not today.
Patriots. Patriots. I'm gonna take safety Kyle Duggar.
God damn it. I did not want to touch this offense.
Go ahead, take the
Hunter Henry
quarterback,
again?
Drake Mays.
Oh yeah. Not happening. Motherfucker. Not gonna do no. Oh no. Just fucking no. This offense is so terrible. Give me DeMario Douglas.
DeMario Douglas, wide receiver. Who do you
No.
want? Okay, who do you really want?
I tripped on the way there too. Erase that
Oh
shit.
man, oh
Erase
man.
that shit. This is such a shit line.
Who do you want?
Okay. Give me Jalen Polk. Fuck
Jalen
it.
Polk,
Let's get the
rookie.
rookie.
Jalen Polk. All right.
Awful. Awful choice. Fucking Patriots. It's the Patriots and the Panthers who screw me up every time.
Hey, you get the first pick this time.
Okay. The Cardinals.
Ooh.
Give me. Don't know. Oh, there. Fuck it. Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm gonna go
Okay.
with the rookies, bro.
I'm gonna take a third safety, Buda Baker.
Again, you always keep taking the people I'm not picking. You know, I'm like, I should pick
Man,
Buda Baker, but I was like, I don't know, Baker's getting a little bit up there.
good,
Like, but.
man. I'm putting Kyle Duggar in the box and then Buda Baker, Derwin James, they'll play high.
That's not bad. Yeah, he doesn't have to do any work at that point.
Now I pick first. We got the
Yes, sir. The
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I'll take a damn. No, I can't really go wrong. I'm taking Micah Parsons.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, I'm
Great
taking
pick.
Micah Parsons.
Very nice. Give me CeeDee Lamb. Look at that. Receivers bounce back. Can
Hell yeah.
you imagine CeeDee Lamb and those two in real life? Lamb and Marvin Harrison Jr.?
That's a young core.
Woo! That's
I mean,
sweaty.
I got Keenan, Devontae, and Puka. That's pretty good too.
That's ridiculous. That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm finally gonna have an offensive line. He's still gonna fucking just destroy me no matter what. Look at
Micah.
Texans.
Texans. Wait, you pick first? Yeah,
It's
you
me
do.
pick first.
Oh shit.
Oh man. I'm really who's left out there? Okay.
Oh.
I already have a left end, don't I?
No. I just no, you have two defensive ends actually.
I do. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty good there. Damn. Fuck it. Give me CJ Stroud.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful pick right there. If you didn't take him, I would have taken him.
I know. But I was like, I need the firepower, bro.
Wow, it's CJ Stroud against Micah Parsons. I like it.
Oof, not bad.
So I got defense. I'm gonna go with oh, I need another corner, don't I? I'm gonna go with Derek Stingley.
Oh, Derek Stingley, nice. Very nice.
I love it. I love it.
All right, what positions do I need still here? Running back, I know.
You have left tackle,
Okay.
safety, left guard, D tackle, right guard. So O-line is pretty much set. You just need one, two. You just need a right tackle and a center. And then you have two D ends are good there. You have one corner, three receivers, and a quarterback.
Okay. We're on to the Vikings.
Viking.
That's my pick?
My
this is
pick.
Your pick. Here's your pick. Okay, go for it.
Man. Boy, would Justin Jefferson look nice. I'll take tackle Christian Darrisaw.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Not bad. Let me get Shaq Griffin.
Shaq Griffin. Wow. Cornerback.
Yeah.
Shaq Griffin and Trey White.
Don't think it's too bad. I've
Could
definitely
be worse.
Done worse than
Could be
that.
worse. Could be worse, man. Could be worse. All right. Let's see if I can get my quarterback.
Here we go again. It's the motherfucking Panthers, dude.
Oh, I'm taking Bryce Young. No, I'm playing.
Of course, I bet you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm
Do
actually
it.
going to go ahead and take
This is
defensive
my pick or your pick?
tackle. Is it? Oh, no.
It
It's
is
your
my
pick.
pick.
It's your pick.
It's
It's
my
your
pick.
pick. Yeah. It's your pick, actually. Yeah.
Trying to.
Well, I know you're going defense.
Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah.
Thinking, do I want Shaq Thompson or do I want Shai Tuttle? Shaq Thompson.
Let me see. Their weak ass offense.
Well, they enjoy these picks.
Their weak ass offense, man. Man, I think I'm just gonna go ahead.
Chuba Hubbard. But you already have a
Man,
running back.
am I really going to take the quarterback here?
Oh my God, please do it.
Am I going to take the quarterback here?
Like Andy Dalton, he's still in there.
No, I'm gonna take a center, Austin Corbett.
I knew it. Oh man. That's who I would have taken if anybody.
Austin Corbett.
Damn.
And who'd you take again? You took
Shaq Thompson.
Shaq Thompson, linebacker.
Now we're on to the Falcons.
Do I take the quarterback here?
Ooh, which
No,
one?
no. I'm gonna stack up on skill positions. Let me
Okay.
take tight end Kyle Pitts.
As you should, as you should.
And you are going to take?
Man, let's see.
You
Who do I
have
need on who do I need on defense?
You can use, depending on how you want to run your defense,
Right.
you can take another safety. You can take another D tackle. You can take another linebacker. And you can take another corner. So everywhere. It just
Everywhere.
depends on how you want to run your defense.
Let me get Jesse Bates.
Yep, that's a good pick. I would have picked the same person. Safety, Jesse Bates. Free safety, Jesse Bates.
Yeah. Let the man roam.
All right.
Down to the nitty gritty here.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
It's the
more
Colts.
rounds.
It's the
Colts.
Colts. This is my pick, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Damn. Give me Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
JT.
He still got something in the tank, especially in that Madden year you got running.
Hell yeah. JT's a beast. So I got defense then. I'll take DeForest Buckner, defensive tackle.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Wanted
Nice.
him on the Bears in real life.
Oh
Let's
man.
I'm getting down to it. Oh, that's the Niners, baby.
Niners. Niner. All right. I guess I would go, man, they're pretty stacked too. I'm going to go with linebacker Fred Warner.
Great pick. Not bad at all. You can write Mr. George Kittle down for me. That'd be lovely.
Nice. Nice. Very good pick. Kittle. Ooh.
Felt good. Felt good.
Oh, yeah. Almost done here. Just a few picks left.
All right.
The Bills.
That's
on you.
Buffalo Bills. Oh, boy. Let me get Oh, I need.
You can use another corner. You can use, if you wanted to, another defensive tackle. If you wanted to, you can use. Do you have a running back? Yeah, you do have a running back.
Jonathan Taylor, yeah.
Yep. You can use one more O lineman, another tackle.
Let me get Ed Oliver.
Nice. Good pick. All right. So I got offense. Do I take my quarterback now?
I mean, of all quarterbacks,
I'm taking Josh Allen.
you gotta take Josh Allen. Come
I
on,
got both
man.
Josh Allens on my team. Nice.
Gotta
Nice, nice,
love
nice,
that
nice.
shit.
If I get the Ravens, I'm gonna be pissed.
No.
Oh,
The Cleveland Browns. Those Cleveland Browns. Oh, he froze again. Oh, come on. There you are. All right.
okay. We got the Browns, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm gonna take cornerback Denzel Ward.
Oh, nice. Very nice. What I need on the offensive line? You said I
O
can use a
line,
tackle, right?
right tackle.
Jack Conklin. Let's go.
Yep, great pick.
That lined up beautifully.
Yep, great pick.
Looks like the Buccaneers are next.
Oh, Buccaneers, huh? Fuck, who's the guard they got on their team? Is it Betonio?
I think Bettonia was on the last. Wasn't he on
Joe
the last one we
Betonio?
did?
Hold on. Guard, fuck, white boy, he's a guard. Let me look up his name.
Cody Mock? Cody Mouch?
Bucks O-line.
Right, talk about Cody. Oh,
Fuck. Damn. Is it Betonio? No, it's not Betonio. I'm tripping. Damn, fuck. I forgot his name, man. Let me look it up. Fuck. All right. Fuck it. Damn. Well, guess I'm just gonna have to go with Tristan Wirfs.
I knew that was gonna be it.
Yep. Tristan Wirfs.
What do I need on defense?
Defense, you can use one more corner. You can use one more safety if you wanted to. You can use, yeah, because your D line's pretty set.
Yeah, give me a Jamel Dean.
Jamel Dean. Oh, okay. Good pick. Good pick.
All
Boom. We got
right.
one more pick or two more picks.
Two more picks. Okay.
Yep. I need one more on the line. You need one more on the line. You need a center.
Yes, center. And it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is my pick.
Yep. It's your pick.
All right. Give me Creed Humphrey. I'll take their center.
Creed. Yeah. Do I need another defensive tackle? I think I do.
Oh, God.
I
Chris
think I
Jones is sitting
do.
right there.
Chris Jones. Give me Chris Jones,
Just sitting
baby.
right there. That's crazy.
Nice. Chris Jones. Nice. DeForest Buckner.
Okay.
All right.
So what's left?
Last pick. You got your center. You now, depending on how you want to run your defense, you can use another line. So I need a guard, and you need either a linebacker or a safety.
All right, and we're on the Broncos.
All right. And a guard. Damn. The white boy that went to Whitewater. He plays for the Broncos. That's who I'm picking, though. The white boy that went to
That's his technical
Whitewater.
name.
Broncos offensive line. Oh, man. Fuck. I should know his name. But yeah, that's who I'm picking. I'll think of his name later, but that
That
guy.
guy.
White boy went to Whitewater. That's who I'm picking. He's a guard.
All right.
W G W W.
Got it. That's what he'll be known as.
White guy, Whitewater. Boom. You will pick
Brandon Jones, I guess.
Brandon Jones, safety. Yeah, that was a bummer last team. I was hoping we get like the fucking Lions.
Right. As soon as I saw Broncos, I was like, oh, womp womp.
Well,
All
I'll have this
right.
7-game sim for us ready next week.
I will have my liver ready to lose all those fucking bets again.
Now
Again. Swear to God.
you can explain the
Oh.
next game while I finish my drink.
Will do. Before I get into that, just to update, the Boston Celtics have defeated the Dallas Mavericks 106 to 99. They are now 3-0 in the NBA Finals. Oh boy. God.
Wow.
Unreal. Unreal. Wow. We'll get some coverage for that game next time, folks. But
I'll get the shots ready too.
I think you should, yes. Do you hear that sound? Oh,
I think I do.
that sounds like the ice cream truck.
Oh, hey, can you grab me a strawberry shortcake?
Oh, I think I can, because we have all the options ahead of us here. Now that we pull up to the ice cream truck, and what I want to work on together here is ranking the ice cream truck flavors that you remember from childhood, amazing memories, and I have them ranked, you know, how we normally do things. We make the tier maker, everything ranging from the top level of smack down to the bottom level of trash. Otherwise, I have A for any time, which means maybe not smack all the time, but always going to be in rotation. B for blunt, because it's going to be good after just one smoke, of course. C for consider, but probably not. Probably just going to pass by. And, of course, T for trash. Just throw it right in the garbage. It shouldn't be in your truck, anywhere around you. Not sure why it's even there in the first place. So, why are you still here? Number one, of course, is strawberry shortcake. You and I both agree that is smack.
Smack. Oh, my Lord. I want one right now.
Right. That's good anytime. What about this one? This toasted almond strawberry shortcake knockoff.
I've never had it.
Neither have I. Never heard of it.
I don't know. I'll consider it.
I'd say consider that one.
Yeah.
If it's the same texture as strawberry shortcake, so
yeah,
I'd consider it. Good humor doesn't really go wrong there.
No, not at all.
What about a crunch bar? Crunch bar.
These were okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes kind of like the candy bar. Yeah, I get the outer shells cool and all, but it's just kind of plain, but it doesn't taste bad. I'd put it in the blunt category.
I would absolutely agree with that. It's good, not great. It's okay if you want that very specific crunch flavor, which I don't want all the time. I barely ever buy the bar, so.
Right. If you toss it to me and I'm at your house, I'll eat it.
Right. That's about it. This little Angry Birds popsicle shit with the gumball eyes. I mean...
That one is trash because I've never eaten that one growing
right.
up.
Right. To me, if it's anything like the ones that were similar to this, back when I was a kid, they never tasted good and the gumballs are hard as fuck because they were frozen. Frozen gumballs, people. Not great. Yeah. How do you feel about a banana split?
A banana split? Honestly, never had too many of them. They never really cracked my interest. But I wouldn't say they're trash because they don't taste bad.
Mm. So you consider
I think. No, because I would eat it, but I think after a blunt.
I think that's fair. It's a lot. A banana split is a whole ordeal. So
it's a lot to handle mentally. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to be kind of blocking off your calendar for a banana split.
In the mood for it.
That's right. I'm going to put this Batman thing next to the Angry Birds because that same level of trashy gumball eye weird flavor ice cream. I don't get it.
Never was a big fan of them.
No,
but these, I have a controversial take on this next one.
The creamsicle, yes. I'd love to hear your controversial take on a creamsicle.
These are absolute trash. Like, these do not belong anywhere near a freezer. These belong melted in the trash, left alone. These taste like ash.
Oh, he was hurt by a creamsicle in the past. I don't think they're trash. I would say they're overrated because a lot of people are really about creamsicle being like a god-tier ice cream treat, and I go, I really have to be in the mood for it. Otherwise, I really don't care about them. Like, I rarely ever think about them. So I don't see the point. I'm going to say,
You would consider it?
I would consider it, and it's only if I'm in the mood. Otherwise, I'm good. I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think they're trash. CJ thinks he'll consider it. So it's considered trash, but it's not trash.
It's below average at best.
Yeah.
These red, white, and blue pops.
Honestly, they're actually not that bad.
They're really not.
They're not my favorite by any means, but they do taste pretty damn good.
Right.
I would still rank them in the blunt category.
I was thinking the same thing. They are good. I would argue a different type of red, white, and blue popsicle ranks higher. That's also on this list.
Yes.
But those are not bad, especially in a pinch.
Yes.
What do you feel about these little Jolly Rancher, Blue Bunny, lemon ice type things?
Yo, those I could eat any fucking time.
Yeah.
Any fucking time. The balance between the sweetness and the little bit of tartness, and you can tell they try to use somewhat of a real fruit flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can't go wrong eating that shit off of like a little wooden stick. Oh, can't go wrong, man.
I would put that in the smack category because I agree. That's it. That hits the right spot.
Hell
I don't always
yeah.
want creamy ice cream all the time. Sometimes like that fruitiness, mm-hmm. like that. That shit is great.
Hell yeah.
Anytime. Especially on a hot day. My God.
CJ has it smack. I have it anytime, but I'm cool with smack.
I'm putting that up there because I put all of those on the same level, really. Speaking of red, white, and blue, here's what I was talking about. The fucking bomb pops, to me, isn't anytime. Like,
Absolutely, I agree.
I
I agree.
love that because it's not even like a, it's like a cherry lime blueberry, and that shit combo
Yes.
is legendary, legendary,
Yes.
unbelievable.
Once it starts melting and dripping down to the blue, and then you get down to the blue. Oh my!
It's
Pause.
somehow,
Pause.
right, but you're not wrong though. Somehow it gets better as you go. It's crazy.
Yes.
All right, let's see. We'll do all of these, but we'll do a lot of these. Let's see. These next two,
Let's.
the
Yeah.
baseball glove again with the bubble gum in the middle. I just
I'm
cannot get past
cool,
it.
man. I'm
I'm
good.
good. You can put that in the trash for me, both these motherfuckers.
I'm never considering them, man. Never considering them.
Whoever thought of bubble gum in ice cream to me is just like, what? I'm not about it. I can't do it, man. It's
No,
weird.
not at all.
It's like people put gummy bears in ice cream. Like, what? That
That's how kids
doesn't.
lose their teeth.
Exactly. That those flavor profiles don't flow, man. I don't get that. I don't know what the fuck a bubble pop is.
I've never had one, but I
Never had
had
yet.
one of them.
The bubble. Oh, these bubble gum striped ones.
Yes.
And
Yes.
I never had these. How would you rank those?
Those, I put them in the blunt category.
Blunt category.
Because
That's
they are
fair.
not bad at all. It's a weird flavor, but it's not bad. It's like a little sour, a little sweet.
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah,
I would
not
try
bad.
it. If it's like that fruity sour, I'm usually gonna try it. I like that kind of shit too. This looks like just a regular caramel sundae on vanilla ice cream.
I mean, see, that's okay. If that's all we're having, that shit to me is trash.
I think so. Like,
For
that's
real?
it. Like, that's it. It's
Like, can you put some pause, but can you put some nuts on it? At
there's no
least
getting around
some
that one.
fudge, some
There's
something, just
oh man.
caramel and vanilla. Like, that's it.
Right? That's it.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Nah, I'm good. I don't know what the fuck this shit, Candy Center Crunch. What the
Hey,
fuck
real
is that?
talk. I saw it on here, but the chocolate eclair.
Oh, where's that?
Far right. Far right, second
All right.
row.
Oh, this shit. Oh.
That shit is smack.
Yeah, we're putting that up there.
That is the chocolate version of the strawberry shortcake. Sign me up any day, anytime.
Absolutely. I was gonna say anything like that on here, you can see. I'm putting it on there. Oh, right here,
That.
this Reese's one. Yep, they can go
Oh,
too.
yeah. Oh, yeah. That
You
shit
can
smack.
definitely go.
Oh, yes. I saw another one, Siege.
Oh, there's a
Sorry, I'm being a
popsicle.
fat ass. That Oreo ice cream sandwich.
Oh, this shit?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's absolute
Ooh, that
gold.
shit on
Right here,
up.
actually, both these guys. This little chocolate
Yes.
chipper. Yep.
Oh my God. And that Choco Taco.
The
Oh
Choco
my
Taco is
Lord.
absolute god tier to me. It's
Oh my, yes, move them all. Move them all up.
yes.
Oh
Elite
man.
level. Elite level.
Sorry, ladies
Yeah.
and gentlemen. Me and Cedar just had an orgasm each.
Literally, that's what the ice cream truck does to you, man. I've been
Oh
throwing all
man.
these liked ones up here. These lemon ice, gotta have those. Oh, they got the variations of the shit like the oh, they had a Pop Tarts
I
just
don't know
like
how I
that.
feel about that one, but I'd
That's
try it.
I would that's a blunt one for me. That's a
I can see it. I can see that. I can see
that's
that.
a interesting enough combo where I would try it.
Yeah, I
See,
would try it.
more of this gumball shit. Who's putting all these damn gumballs
Fuck that
in the
gum. Oh,
popsicles, man?
that chocolate dip cone from McDonald's, low key, that shit is fire. I
Oh,
have that
yes, sir.
anytime. That
Yes, sir.
chocolate dip cone from McDonald's.
Where the hell do you see
Right
that?
above the mouse.
Oh, right here.
Yep. That chocolate dip
Oh,
cone
yeah.
from McDonald's. I
That
have
shit's
that
good.
shit.
That's
Anytime.
anytime. I like
Anytime.
that. Oh, yeah. Same with these. These dip cones from Dairy Queen. Yep. Always
Oh,
good.
man.
Always good.
Yes. Yes.
Where the hell? Here, I don't know. This Candy Center Crunch trash. I have no idea what that is. Yeah. Any kind of these regular, this is a regular ice cream cone. Honestly, classic. Can't go wrong.
Yes. When you do something to the flavor of the ice cream, whether if it's vanilla, you dip it, or it's like some type of chocolate, smack.
Absolutely. See, they got a lot of these same ones. That's why I'll skip these. A lot of these same guys, these damn bubblegum eyes. They
Yep.
wasted. Look at all this marketing they did on these bubblegum eyes.
Hey,
Sonic
that
the
Klondike
Hedgehog.
cookies and cream sandwich, though. Oh.
Klondike cookies and cream sandwich. Where do you see that?
Blue wrapper next to the giant ice cream
Oh,
sandwich.
this shit.
Oh, classic.
Can't go wrong with the cookie sandwiches, man.
Anytime, anytime.
That's an any time for sure. See all these gumball eyes. My God.
Oh man.
Bubble gum. All these fucking I'm trying to see what else is down here.
The Pokemon? Oh man.
Oh,
That's a
Pokemon's always
blunt one.
good. That's blunt. I'd agree with that.
That's a blunt.
Trying to think. Oh, these Sour Patch ones. These are not bad.
Sour Patch, yes.
Sour Patch
That
ones are pretty
they
good.
can go because that tartness mixed with that sweetness.
Yep. I'd say
Yeah, that.
anytime on those.
Yep, I'll put them anytime.
Oh, the Cyclone Popsicles. You remember these shits?
Yes, I remember them shits.
Surprisingly good. Surprisingly
Yeah.
good.
I put him in the blunt.
Yeah, let's put that there. That's fucking crazy. And a lot of these, yeah, a lot of these are the same here. Ice cream, ice
How do you
cream.
feel about snow
Oh,
cones?
I like the concept, but they're rarely done great, honestly. They're either like too chunky or they melt way too fucking fast. But I do like the flavor. When they're perfect, they're okay. But I just think I could do without them.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of snow cones either.
Like
Honestly,
it's
I think they're trash because they taste plain as hell.
right. Once you get past like the first like centimeter of it, it's mostly just ice. All that flavor is it just kind of sits there. So I'm not a huge fan of it. Fucking fudgesicles. What do you think about fudgesicles?
I consider them,
I was
but
gonna
it's
say the
not my first choice.
same as creamsicles for me. Fudgesicles, creamsicles, like this. I never really asked for that kind of flavor. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking push pops. Oh
Push
man.
pops.
I would consider those. I would
Yeah.
consider them.
They're
Only like specific flavors. A lot of push pops were gross, but like orange and strawberry were pretty good. But other than that, miss me
Yeah.
with
I'm good. Yeah.
it.
Let's
Yeah,
see. What
gummy
else we got
bears.
here?
Gummy eyes, gummy eyes,
We got
gummy
some
eyes.
ninja. Yeah. No, it's a lot of the same little
A lot
gummy
of
eye
same
shit
shit
that I
there.
never liked. Oh, that Neapolitan ice cream sandwich. Oh, smack.
Oh, this shit. Oh, I didn't even see that. Yeah. You don't really see those around that much,
Hell no, but I
which
love
is
Neapolitan.
crazy. Oh, hell yeah. That's always good for me. And most of these are the same. That's cool. But yeah, I think we got the gist of it. But as long as we are agreed on the smack ones, because motherfucker, you just can't go wrong. You can't go
No.
wrong. I need all of them back immediately in my vicinity, my local grocery store. Or just bring the ice cream truck around. We need that back
Yes.
here.
Yes.
Good Lord. Nice. That was a nice roll down memory lane.
Man, that was so fun.
I got surprise between games. It's a black card. Hey, are you ready?
Oh, fuck. Let's get it. Hit me with it.
For a shot on the movie Coming to America, how much was Akeem's first haircut? Was it
Fuck.
$7, $10, $8, $5?
Fuck, man, I forgot. 'Cause I remember how he got the haircut. He had a little tail and he got that shit cut.
But how much did it cost?
I forgot how much it cost. I'm gonna take a guess. I'm gonna say $10.
Final answer.
Final answer.
The answer is $8, sir. That is a shot for you.
$8. Man.
$8.
I remember the important part.
But you're right. He did cut the ponytail.
That shit was
That's
hilarious.
right. Oh my goodness. All right. Let me
I
show
feel like a new man.
my new man. I'm so happy to be in America.
Cheers.
Shut up.
Cheers, my boy.
Cheers, sir. I got you. Yes. Now I got the next game set up for you. Oof, nice shot.
Ooh.
I'm calling this game Triple Threat. You will have 8 minutes, sir. And there are 60 answers here, but keep in mind, it is more of a race than just trying to get them all done. But what you're going to do here is get three words that describe the person. And you just have to tell me out of the choices, which person is it?
Who
Any
are these people?
questions? Random people, celebrities, athletes, anybody you could think
All right,
of.
fuck it. Come on. Fuck it. We winging
Let's
this.
begin.
Come on,
We're going to wing
sponsorship.
it.
Don't fail me
Donkey,
now.
Glum, Milne.
Donkey Glum. Is Eddie Murphy up there?
He's not, but that's a good guess. You can always pass too.
Pass.
Author, recluse, catcher.
Author, recluse, catcher.
Can you see these answers here?
Yeah, I can. I'm going through
All
the
right,
name.
cool.
Going through the names. Author, who up here has written a book? Let's go with fucking author Michael J. Fox. Fuck
Incorrect. That's right.
it. Fuck it.
Street Magician Brooklyn.
Street Magician Brooklyn. Fuck, this is actually fucking David Blaine.
Ah, David Blaine's correct. Flying Tomato Snowboarder. That's a
Who's
good one.
that?
I
Who's
know.
that white dude? His last name is actually White. Sean White.
You got it. You
Hockey?
were there. Great, great one hockey.
Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky's correct. Dirty Words Comedian.
This could be Ashton Kutcher. I ain't gonna cap. Oh, hold on. Let me go through some more names because this is
Go for
hard. Hold on.
it.
Foreman, Hugh Hefner, Lance Armstrong, no. Mike Tyson is a fucking comedian. I don't care what anyone says. Fuck it, Austin Ashton Kutcher. Fuck it.
It's not, but I know exactly
Fuck
who it
it.
is. Halftime wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, that's Justin Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson, yes. Wright's bus seat.
Rosa Parks.
Correct.
I didn't even know she
Jamaica.
was on the list.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt. Jamaican sprinter lightning, yes. Palin impersonator bossy pants.
Palin impersonator.
I
Ah, Sarah Palin.
mean, we can put it on there, but no.
Right.
Gender reassignment share.
Gender reassignment. Who's what's her name? Jenner, that Jenner dude, or whatever that Jenner dude person is.
You
Not
mean
up here. No,
Caitlyn Jenner is who you mean, but
Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah,
she is not up here, no.
okay. Well, then skip this.
All right. Hairpiece apprentice fired.
Airpiece apprentice fired.
That's like such a
Donald
giveaway.
Trump. I
There you
don't
go. You got it. Yes, that's
know.
right. Melting clocks painter.
Painter. Fuck. Who's a painter on here, man? Who is a fucking painter on here? I don't know who's a painter on here.
You can
I
skip
really
it.
don't. Yeah, skip it.
Uganda, despot, brutal. They're giving you the tough ones. I did this one before. They gave me so many easy ones right away.
Yuri Gagarin.
No, sorry.
Okay, whatever.
Saxophone, hair,
Hair,
initial.
initial saxophone. Hair. Who the fuck up here plays the saxophone?
Oh, there's someone up there.
I really don't know, man. I don't know,
Oh!
man. I really don't know, man.
I'll give you that one for free. It's Kenny G.
Kenny G, all right,
Kenny
bet. Kenny
G.
G, good looking, good looking.
Boxing promoter hair.
Don King.
There you go.
Fuck Don King.
I'll skip that one. Yankee luckiest disease.
Disease.
Yeah, there's one up here.
Hold on. Let me try to see if I can find his name. Disease. I'm dead. Luckiest disease, bruh. I don't know, man.
I can skip it.
Skip it. Fuck it.
McFly, Parkinson's actor.
Damn, who has Parkinson's? I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. You said his name before.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll go with Michael J. Fox.
That's Michael J. Fox. Yes, he has Parkinson's.
Oh,
Bad. He has bad Parkinson's.
man.
Miser humbug Dickens.
Humbug. Humbug.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I use humbug for a different reason. I don't know if this is the same humbug. I'm gonna just take a wild, wild guess and go William Shanter.
Shit. William Shatner. That's funny for a whole different reason, but that's wrong. Oh my God.
Leaks, fugitive,
Fugitive. Russia.
Russia. I'm almost tempted to say Dennis Rodman.
Oh God, that'd be crazy. Let me skip that one. Cosmonaut first space.
Armstrong.
Lance
That's
Armstrong.
the
No.
bike, dude.
Yes, it is. Motorcycle jump buses.
Motorcycle jump buses. Damn, I have no fucking idea. I'm terrible at this game.
I'm surprised you don't know this one.
I don't, man. Jump buses. Fucking, I don't know. Mr. T, fuck it.
I'm not clicking Mr. T. It's Evel Knievel, bro.
Oh,
Evel.
evil can do. I didn't know.
Mr. T. Sprinter amputee trial.
Oh man, I really don't know this one.
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool.
Master French cooking.
French cooking. George Foreman, them grills.
Cooking grill. That's French. Yeah. Let's see. Olympic
Olympics,
sprinter fingernails. Oh, come
Grace
on.
Kelly,
No.
Dirt Cloud Peanuts, fucking Bart Simpson because the intro of The Simpsons. I don't know.
Not that
Monkey
one. Oh, come on.
Jacket, Playboy, Hugh
Playboy.
Hefner.
There you go.
All right.
Silly
Silly
walk
walk
python.
python. So there's this fucking snake. I don't know.
Fucking snake. Skip
Skip this one, man. Skip this
it.
one.
Jazz trumpeter innovator.
I don't know. Skip this one.
Bald boxer
Hey,
grill.
George Foreman.
That's George Foreman.
It's cock actress
It's
business.
yep.
Courtney Cox.
That's good. Toy Spaceman Infinity. Hey, out of
That
time.
was Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. That's a good one. Yeah, you got a 14 out of 60, sir.
I don't know these people, but I don't know it.
Oh man.
Sorry, guys. I don't know anything about these people. I don't know nothing about celebrities.
That shit was hilarious.
Oh, man, we
I'm
playing
stressed
for a
to see.
shot.
Yeah, that's a shot for you,
All
for
right, come
sure.
on, man. Hey, this shit is fun, man. Keep it going.
Oh, you got it. I got the next one lined up right away.
I'm drunk as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
You're gonna like this next one a lot.
I'm about to go see Kelly Rowland after this, so this is great.
Yes, perfect. Well, but between time, I gotta do a black card for you. Let's see if you can get this one.
Oh, fuck.
On the movie Set It Off, great movie. What was the name of the hood Stoney was from? Was it Acorn Projects, Alpine Projects, Alpha Projects, or Arlington Projects?
Wait, what was the first two?
It was Acorn Projects, Alpine Projects, Alpha Projects, Arlington Projects.
You know, Set It Off. Fuck, I don't remember the last time I watched that.
It's been a long time, man. Queen Latifah went crazy in that one.
She really did. I'm gonna take a fucking wild guess and say Acorn.
Final answer.
Final answer.
It's Acorn. You
Let
got
it go. Let it
it
go.
right. Oh man, I will take one for getting that one. That since you got that one right, I'll take one
Let's
myself.
go.
Well
Let's
done.
go.
Well done. Sometimes the wild guesses just get you where you gotta go, man.
Yeah, no, I knew it was one of the first two. That's what I said. What was the first one?
Nicely done. Okay, sir. This one I'm not gonna show you because it's a good reason for it, but you're gonna really enjoy this one.
I'm
Excuse
excited.
me.
I'm excited. I love these games.
You've heard of rap beef, but I'm calling this one rap mutton. Mutton, yes, as in medieval times. Here's what you're gonna do. I'm gonna give you a rap artist, and I'm gonna recite one of the lyrics in one of their songs. However, the lyric itself is going to be in the style of a very proper Shakespearean. What I want you to do is tell me the name of the song. Decipher the line, and it'll tell you the name of the song.
This is gonna be fun. Let's get it.
Well,
Let's get it.
here's the thing. If there's 18 of these, if you get 10 right, I'll take a shot.
Let's get it.
All right. The first artist is Jay-Z. This is a Jay-Z song, like a Shakespearean song. You tell me the name of the title. If you are presented with conundrums involving the fairer sex, my condolences. I have 4 score and 19 conundrums. A trollop is not among them.
I got 99 problems, but a
You
bitch
got it.
ain't
It's 99 problems.
That's the conundrum. I'm fucking dead.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I knew right away when I
Oh,
heard conundrum. Oh
yep.
my God.
I love that. My condolences. Oh, man. Okay. Next one. This is Notorious B.I.G. The lyric is, I revel in being referred to as the Grand Patriarch. Elevate your hand skyward if your claims of being a Lothario are verifiable.
This just sounds insane. Like, what the fuck did you just say? That does sound like some Biggie ass shit.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn, you're smart ass, bro. Chill.
Right. Yeah, think about it. But it's a
Hold
very
on.
well-known song. I can say it
Say that
again.
shit again. Say that shit again.
Okay. I revel in being referred to as the Grand Patriarch. Elevate your hand skyward if your claims of being a Lothario are verifiable.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
It's Big Pop. That's correct. Elevate your
Bro,
hand
that
skyward. It's so good.
was fucking good. That was fucking great.
Put your hands in the air if
Continue.
you're a true player. If your claims of being a Lothario are verifiable. Oh, that's so fucking good. It's so good.
Oh my God. Oh shit, that was the best shit I heard all day.
Woo! Oh, man.
Oh man.
All
All
right.
week.
You ready for the next one?
Woo. Yeah. I think.
This next one should be pretty easy. This is Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Operating my vehicle whilst inhaling narcotics and imbibing a gin-based gimlet. Yep. What song is that, Ryan?
Hold on. I can't think of it.
Oh, I think that's the easiest one you've had so far.
It is. On what? And I
We do
can't
it
think of
again?
the song, bro. Hold on.
Operating my vehicle whilst inhaling narcotics and imbibing a gin-based gimlet.
A gin-based gimlet. That shit is crazy. A gin-based gimlet.
Yes.
Fuck. Fuck. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
You can tell me to skip too.
All right, skip this. Because I know this song, bro. I know this song, bro.
You're going to be so mad at yourself. You're going to be so mad at yourself. Oh, my God. Okay.
It's fucking Drop It Like It's Hot, isn't it?
No, it's not. But you'll come back to it. Trust me. Okay.
I know this song, though. Fuck.
Next one is MC Hammer. You are prohibited from making contact. Halt. The hour of hammers is hot. It's not.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
You're prohibited from making contact.
Oh, that's so fucking good. That's so fucking good.
Oh, wow. That's all good as the biggie one.
Of course.
Levitate your hands.
Elevate your hands skyward. I need that to be a real fucking song. Over
oh, shit.
All right. Next one is 50 Cent. Proceed, my lady friend. It is your day of birth. We will partake in festivities accordingly.
Go, girl. Hey, it's your birthday. We go.
What's the song called? Like,
it's your birthday. In the club.
It's in the club. That's correct. Okay. This one might be a little tougher, though.
Okay.
This is Lil Jon. Toward the fenestration, toward the dividers, unto the perspiration emanating from my nether regions, urging all of these trollops into a prone position. Oh, my God.
It is just, oh, yep. Shit.
Yep.
My nether regions. That's why I dropped down my balls.
So what's the name of the song? Unto the perspiration emanating from my nether regions. It's fantastic.
Oh, fuck. To the window. What's that song called? To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drop down my balls. Ah, oh, ski, 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 ski. Hold up. I don't know what that song is called, but I know what that song is.
I'll give it to you. It's called Get Low, man.
Get Low. That's
Get what Low, Get Low, Get Low, Get Low.
That's what, I was coming up on it. I was going.
Oh, my God. You knew the whole fucking song.
I knew the song, man. I know the song, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. This next one is also Notorious B.I.G.
Nice.
It were as if a positive correlation existed between financial status and predicaments.
The best ones, because Biggie's already a smart-ass dude. And to make it like this, I'm like, bro, he probably did say this shit.
Right? Oh, my God. This one is, if you really think about that, it's actually
wait,
pretty
that's
good.
Wait, that's all it is?
That's the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Say it again. Say it again.
It were as if a positive correlation existed between financial status and predicaments. I know this one. It's like, oh, my
Juicy.
God. No. Incorrect. That is more money, more problems. Positive correlation between financial status and predicaments. Not bad. You're doing well, though.
Fuck. No, right. Yeah. I thought it could have been like, it was all a dream.
Yep.
Okay, I see. That was tricky. That was good.
All right. Let's see here. This one is Snoop Dogg again. When the strumpet peddler is at his domicile, my mother, let it fall as if it were of a scalding temperature. Yep.
Let it fall as if it were of a scalding temperature.
It's Drop It Like It's Hot. You got it. Oh, fuck. Because the pimp's in the crib, ma. When the strumpet peddler is at his domicile, my mother.
Drop it like
strumpet peddler. Wow.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 so far. Okay. Let's see. This one is from Nelly. This one should be pretty simple. The indoor temperature is becoming uncomfortably high. I advise you to remove your garments.
Hot. It's getting hot in here.
It's hot in here. That's right. Come on. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is from Young Jeezy. Might be a little bit different. My head of state is of Afro-American origin. My Lamborghini is painted cerulean. I would be flabbergasted if the car's hubcaps were not painted the same hue.
President is black.
You got it! It's my president. Oh, man. I can't believe you got that.
My Lamborghini is painted cerulean.
Cerulean.
Not just blue.
With this shit. Cerulean. Oh, my goodness.
Some Palatown type shit.
Right? Next one is Lil Wayne. A plutocrat. I am a burgeoning financial plutocrat who is more resilient than the coiffure of a West African. Mafia. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Say that shit again. This just blew my mind.
I know, right? You're going to love this. Okay. A plutocrat. I am a burgeoning financial plutocrat who is more resilient than the coiffure of a West African. When I say this line, so you're like, oh my God.
Hold on. I am 6 foot, 7 foot.
Incorrect. Oh.
What is it? That's
a milli, sir.
A milli?
Plutocrat is millionaire. Millionaire. I'm a young money millionaire who is more resilient than the coiffure. Coiffure is hair of a West African. Tougher than Nigerian hair.
Yeah. I should have known that. Yeah.
It's the structure of it. Yes.
I was thinking, shit. Okay. I thought too hard.
That's all right. Let's see. Eight. You got eight. Okay. All right. Got a few more. This one is Tupac. Gather your semi-automatic pistols in the event that you witness Tupac. Alert the authorities if you witness Tupac. That's a good one. I can hear it in my head.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's a great song. That's a great song.
Hold on. All right, say it again. Just one more time for me. I think I know it.
Gather your semi-automatic pistols in the event that you witness Tupac. Alert the authorities if you witness Tupac.
Fuck. Hold on.
This is another one where you're going to hear it and go, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's on the album with probably his first album with Death Row. Skip it because I know it. I'm
coming okay.
That's one I'm coming back to when I hit nine. Okay. I'm coming back. To
I
that.
Got you. Okay, I'm gonna skip that one. That's too easy. Fat Joe.
Okay.
I cause liquid precipitation to fall upon these wenches. I cause liquid precipitation to fall upon these wenches.
Oh, it's not Lean Back.
You telling me or you?
No, I'm telling myself it's not Lean Back. It's not Lean Back. But
we've established trash. It's not Lean Back.
But it's trash because it's like, what other song that he had was a hit that was like... Ooh,
you're missing a big one. A very big one.
Fuck.
I would say you're missing his biggest one.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought Lean Back was his biggest shit.
Oh, no. You're missing a huge one. Fuck. I wouldn't say it's bigger. It's arguably bigger. I would say long lasting.
Skip.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Next is Coolio. The vast majority of our time in this earthly realm has been embodied in the form of a Valhalla fit only for ruffians.
I have no fucking idea.
Really? Oh, wow.
No fucking idea.
It'd be different if I didn't give you the artist. Then I'd be like, God, no. But the artist makes this so easy if you think
Coolio.
About it.
Coolio.
Yeah.
I honestly have not listened to one Coolio song.
Oh, yes, you have. You just don't know you have. You don't know you have. He's one of those guys.
Oh, okay. I don't know this one. I really don't know this one.
Take a stab at it.
Bro, I don't even know who Coolio is.
This answer is Gangsta's Paradise. Who's not heard Gangsta's Paradise? Come on.
That's Coolio?
Yes, that's absolutely Coolio.
What? I feel like I'm sinning for not knowing this.
You should probably YouTube Coolio before you go in public again, bro. Like, he has so many songs that were part of your childhood that you probably just didn't know was Coolio.
Fuck.
But Coolio was the
man. I know that song, actually.
Of course you do. It's in your DNA. It's part of being an American. Of course you know that song. It's one of our national anthems.
Oh, man.
All right. Only got a few more left here. But you have some repeats you got to get through, too. 69 Boys. This is a little old school. We'll see if you got this. Allow me to observe the chocolate-flavored taffy like candy.
Laffy Taffy.
That is a fair answer. I'm not even going to give you shit for that. That's a wrong answer. But because you're younger, that's a very fair answer. The answer is the Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
Let me see your Tootsie Roll. Allow me to observe the chocolate-flavored taffy like candy. Yeah. But in your day, the Laffy Taffy.
Yeah.
That was anything. That's your Tootsie Roll. That's your generation's Tootsie Roll.
I forgot who it was by.
Oh, I do too.
That was the most logical guess, so that's why I guessed that.
Oh man, I see.
I forgot who it was by.
No, I'm gonna find out. D4L.
Yeah,
that's like the only song they had. All right, two more here. Plus some repeats.
Two more. And I got to get at least one right.
You do. This is Kanye West.
Okay, I should get this one.
Construct an abode upon that posterior. That is a pun on estate.
Whoa. What the fuck did you just say? Hold on. Say it again.
Construct an abode upon that posterior. That is a pun on estate. I know this, but this is a stretch.
Fuck. When you say the song, I'm going to get mad.
I know you are. A few of these are going to piss you off.
Because I know this song. I know this song. Hold on.
I know you know this song.
Fuck, man. I'm going to get this wrong. I already know. But I'm going to take a guess and say Gold Digger.
Ooh, it's Mercy, bro.
Mercy.
So it says construct an abode.
No one should have all that power.
No. It's construct an abode upon that posterior. Oh, that is a pun on estate. It's click. Build an ass click. Upon that. I mean, put a house upon that ass. That's an ass state.
Oh, yeah.
Construct an abode, house, posterior's ass.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
State.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. This is like a, because he's a feature on that song. So I'm like, ooh,
yeah.
Rough.
Yeah. It was a Kanye lyric on a big
exactly.
song.
Yeah.
Okay. That got me.
This one is Vanilla Ice. Vanilla Ice. If a difficult situation existed, hark, I will find a solution. This is so old. It's so old, but it made me giggle out loud.
Well, I know the song, but I don't know what it's called.
Take a stab.
I don't know what it's called, man. Hold on. Ice, baby. Fuck
it's
it.
Correct. It's Ice, yeah, Ice, yeah, baby. Yeah, yes. Yeah. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. If a difficult situation existed, hark, I will find a solution. Yes. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 9. You're at 9.
9. All right.
Ooh, there's a few repeats you haven't done yet, though.
All right. Give me one random one. One random one.
One random repeat. Oh, yeah. We're going to go with the one I think you should have got. I cause liquid precipitation to fall upon these winches. Fat Joe. For number 10 and the win, what is that Fat Joe song?
I fall upon these winches.
Come on. For the win.
For the win. What the fuck? I can't think of any Fat Joe song except for Lean Back.
You're going to be so mad.
give me like a minute.
So you look it up? With those hands. Hands free. Hands free.
Man,
you got 10
look,
seconds.
Look, man.
10
look,
seconds.
Man. Look. I'm going to be mad. Seconds. I'm going to just say Lean Back.
Oh, man. It is Make It Rain, bro. I make it rain on them hoes. You cause liquid precipitation. That's rain. You make it rain.
See, that's a Lil Wayne lyric.
But it's a Fat Joe song.
That's like with the Kanye shit. That,
you're right,
that
though,
mixed but... me up. That didn't mix me up.
Okay.
That is a Fat Joe song, but that's a Lil Wayne lyric.
That's, you are absolutely correct. I will give you one more shot, sir, because you bring up a very logical point. You are right. Lil Wayne says that in that song. This is Snoop Dogg. And again, you should know this.
Yeah.
So again, for the win.
Hands here. I'm not cheating.
Operating my vehicle whilst inhaling narcotics and imbibing a gin-based gimlet.
This
for
shit
the
is
win.
Old school. This shit is old school.
But it's classic. Everyone knows this song. Everybody. My grandmother knows this song.
Fuck, I'm mad at myself, man. I'm mad at myself right now. Hold on.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Fuck, I ain't gonna get it, bro. Fuck, man. What is this shit, man?
It's even. I can't.
Don't even give tell up. Me, man. I'm gonna do the shot for this shit, man. Don't even.
I think
tell
you should.
Me.
I think you should. Final guess.
Final guess. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. This is some old shit. I already know that I heard a million times.
Of course you have. Everybody has.
Man, I really don't know, man.
No guess? No Snoop songs?
Fuck, man. When you say it, I'm going to be so mad.
I know it. Just waiting for you to give up.
I gave up already.
The answer is Gin and Juice, man. It was even in the clue. Imbibing a gin-based gimlet. Gin and Juice. That's a gin cocktail.
I fucking knew it.
Oh, and he just misses it with 9 correct, and he needed 10, folks. That is a shot. Oh, that shit.
I deserve this
hurt.
Shot.
I was laughing so fucking hard. Oh, here's the other one that you missed, well, that you wanted me to skip. was Tupac's gather your semi-automatic pistols in the event that you witness Tupac. Alert the authorities if you witness Tupac. That's hit him up. Grab your Glocks if you see Tupac. Call the cops if you see Tupac. Yeah, that's hit him up, bro.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a song. Like, bro, how did he? I know that shit, bro, but.
I know you knew
that
it.
That shit tripped me up. That shit tripped me up.
That shit was funny. Here's to you. I got a little bit left. You can give your fans your last words for the evening, too, after you take that nasty shot that you earned. Oh, with his Pepsi. That one hit him right in the fucking feels.
Wow. Last words to my fans.
That was perfect. Perfect last words right there.
Man, I just want to say RIP Jerry West.
Oh.
Man. RIP the logo. Put together plenty of dynasties. Just a man made to be involved in basketball. Drafted guys like Kobe Bryant and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. RIP Jerry West, man.
That's fucking crazy because I actually have very similar words for my final words, too. Unfortunately, I have a friend who recently passed away. Want to give him a shout out. His name is Joe. He's a good friend of mine. He's been a friend of the family for about, you know, at least 20, 25 years. He is my barber, actually. The man who has cut my hair for most of my teen and adult life. Cut my hair 2 weeks ago. I brought him on the show and I was very crisp about that. Very just genuinely good person. Always had a nice word to say, always giving me advice. We talked about sports all the time. You know, he was actually going to get married next month. He's got a few children that are adults, you know, but always talk very gloomily about them. So I just, you know, wanted to just give a shout out for him and I will miss him very much. Unfortunately, just passed away very suddenly and unexpectedly. So thank you for everything, all your kind words and all the support. Helped me get to where I am today. So really appreciate everything you did for me. And yeah, man, I'll do whatever I can to keep kind of, you know, honoring his name and little things I can do to change and kind of do things that he would want to do too. So rest in peace, Joe. Rest in peace, Jerry West. And enough death in the air. I've been kind of getting sick of hearing that shit the last week or so. So definitely more fun times to come. And in between time, you know where to find the fun. That's at the Bank Bro Show on YouTube, Facebook, and at gmail.com. We are at Bank Bro Show on Instagram. So lots of fun for you to find in between the episodes when we're trying to crank all this shit out for you guys. So make sure you click all those fucking links and come hang out with your boys. Yes, sir. In the meantime, what's up?
Nope, you got it.
Oh, you're like him doing hand signals. I know your ass is drunk, so we gotta get this man out of here. But you know what it is. Bank Bros are in your city, here for you as we always are. You can bank on it. Peace, y'all. We'll see you next week. Be good and tell people that you love them. Peace.
1, 2, 3. Backward. Backward.